We'll take care of the ultimate radio obituary. Then we're going to hand you over to the DIP UMFO freeform automatron, and she's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. And we're going to hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you'll make that shortened work week a little bit better than it would be otherwise. And then we'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick shaking action. It seems like some sticks were shook tonight. Just a suspicion based on everything I saw over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Like I said, one more automatron then next week. So the ultimate radio obituary, we already mentioned it a little bit last week, but we wanted to get kind of official this week. The ultimate radio obituary is for Paul Pence, also known as Paul Edwards. Thanks to Bubbles in the Think Tank staff member Eric Slade, our cat wrangler, Saint Slade. The obit for Paul in the online and in the papers was a little light. So it had been quite a few years since I had interacted with Paul, so I really didn't have much to go on. So Saint Slade helped out by reminding us that he was very fond of his pets, a couple of rats. His brother even said that the rats were better trained than his own children, the brother's children. Paul's favorite artist was Alice Cooper. I'd forgotten all about that. But I was able to find out also from Saint Slade a little bit about what Paul wanted played at his funeral. But just to make the connection back to Bubbles in the Think Tank, when we were at WAIF in Cincinnati and the show was still Unsanitary Outhouse, which I was the co-host with Bill Brinkmahler, that I showed up there around 1986. And at that point, no one followed Unsanitary Outhouse on Sunday nights, midnight to 2 a.m. Sunday night, coom, Monday morning, thank you. And so we would just go and go and go till we couldn't go anymore. And back then, way back then, Unsanitary Outhouse was listed as a comedy show on the schedule. But then the program director decided to move a comedy show from earlier in the week to Monday morning, 2 to 5 a.m. And that program was the Sunrise Schlabatical. And it featured Paul Edwards, Paul Pence, as we're talking about here, and Ed Clayton, who you may see over there on Facebook too. Ed stayed around and followed Unsanitary Outhouse and Bubbles in the Think Tank for many, many years. And January Ferry even co-hosted with him for a while. Funny how it all works out. But Paul was around for those beginning years when they were Sunrise Schlabatical and then moved into the name of The Late Late Show. But it was thanks to Paul and Ed that Unsanitary Outhouse changed its little categorization in the program schedule from comedy to silliness, because what we were doing and what they were doing were not the same thing. I mean, everybody laughed, but they were doing a comedy show. We played some comedy. We had a silly show. Because back then, we also, only the first half was recorded material, second half was the Mad Lib game. So it was a very different time, very different time. But Ed and Paul they really are what drove bubble or unsanitary outhouse to change conceptually from comedy to silliness. Paul is very important to the history of this program. Paul Pence just passed away at 61. It's the ultimate radio obituary, but something that he wanted to have played upon his passing. And it's the last show of the episode. Then we're handing you over to the Automatron. Hopefully you'll stay tuned all week long on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It's just like Mook and Beanhead, you know?
Yeah.
When you die, you stop drinking beer. When you die, you stop being here. When you die, some people cry. When you die, we say goodbye. Yeah.
Female as thunder, the air filled with thought, felony, drainage. Saints follow Christ in tears. I followed a woman up 8th Avenue today. It was the color of her hair, ginger and Merovingian thick, percussion gentle like shaking dried vanilla beans. It shivered on her head, down her neck, all the way to the 7th century.
Down your
offense. I always win cause I'm the donut prince. Day in the life of a snack box superstar. Give up your life to be a snack box superstar. Some people think it's silly, some people think it's dumb. To make the world safe for snacking is priority number one.
With me, don't think chance to set your spirit free. Meet me anytime you like. Meet me in the middle of the night. Meet me when the moon is right. Oh, oh. Meet me anytime you like. Meet me in the middle of the night. Meet me when the moon is right. Oh, oh. All your troubles out to sea.
Troubles out to sea.
I'll be your shining star.
Shining star.
When your world gets too dark to see. Meet me anytime you like. Meet me in the middle of the night. Meet me when the moon is right. Oh. Meet me anytime you like. Meet me in the middle of the night. Meet me when the moon is right. Oh,
be hot. Go ahead, ready?
I'm Forrest Whitaker for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and this is my daughter, True.
Hi.
Life is full of choices, and many years ago, I chose to become a vegetarian, and it's one of the best choices I've ever made. And since True's dad was a vegetarian, she decided to be vegetarian, too. You may decide to go vegetarian for better health, for a better environment, or you could be like True and I and just decide you don't want to eat meat anymore.
I love animals and I love being a vegetarian.
I'm Forrest Whitaker.
And I'm True Whitaker. And we're vegetarians.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Your mind.
wanting to be something she wasn't. Snap, or would she take a stand? When I saw her last, her dark eyes had grown darker, earlier than childhood. Much too young to fake it, her parents had a stake in her heart, a begging emptiness. Come on. Staring
Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, shoulda-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.